This is a True Crime Today Daily Brief.
Restaurants make mistakes. People make mistakes. It's a common thing in life for anyone who's lived any portion of time. When it happens, good people usually just correct them. And good customers forgive and say, it happens, it's okay, no big deal. However, that wasn't the case of a 51-year-old man accused of killing a delivery driver after making threats to him and the restaurant. You see, earlier this month, the Queens District Attorney's Office announced that Glenn Hirsch had been charged with murder, stalking, and other charges related to the death of Zihan Yan on April 30th after a petty dispute over a takeout order. Hirsch developed an obsessive vendetta against the Great Wall Restaurant. Hirsch ordered extra duck sauce packets from Great Wall Chinese Restaurant on November 30th at 9:30 p.m. However, the statement states that he argued with restaurant employees after receiving the extra packets. According to Hirsch, the restaurant refused to refund him and called the police when he requested to return his food. The NYPD showed up and told Hirsch that COVID-19 protocols prohibited the restaurant from taking back Hirsch's order. As a result of that incident, Hirsch allegedly harassed and threatened employees of the restaurant on a regular basis. Yes, this is over duck sauce. Hirsch allegedly told Yan, be careful. This is the last time I'm going to tell you. After Yan walked outside the Great Wall on December 16th, Hirsch allegedly approached an employee shoveling snow on January 28th, pointed a gun at him and told him, remember me? I will kill your family. Again, remember, this is all about duck sauce. When the employee returned from calling police, Hirsch was gone, according to reports. Tires of the victim, however, were slashed. Hirsch is alleged to have driven past Great Wall 7 times between 7:30 p.m. and 9:30 p.m. Hirsch is alleged to have followed Yan into the 108th Street on his scooter around 9:30 p.m. He dropped off the food and then got back in his scooter. Hirsch approached him on foot after he stopped at a red light on 67th Drive and 108th Street. Hirsch allegedly fired a single shot after Yan tried reversing the scooter, killing him. His wife lives in Briarwood, so he drove there. Hirsch's wife's residence was searched by police, and 8 firearms were seized. In the event Hirsch is convicted, which seems quite likely, he could spend the rest of his life in prison.
This has been a True Crime Today Daily Brief. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any episodes of True Crime Today. Full episodes every Monday, Tuesday, and Friday. Daily briefs 7 days a week from True Crime Today.